Ryan Burrow has been reporting from Kenosha and is, I believe, still there. Ryan, you're back on. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, John, and we'll see what today holds for this city. It's been three rough nights. The days are usually much quieter. There is traffic flowing right now. Many of the roads that are shut down during the curfew have been reopened, although a lot of the parts where we've seen the demonstrations, especially in the downtown area of Kenosha, are still completely blocked off. A lot of the businesses are shut down. They're not going to open up with all of this unrest. They're not going to put their employees in a certain situation. So it is quieter here. We'll see if there's another evening that we've seen the last three nights. Last night was quite a bad one, that's for sure.
Ryan, does it look there today like it has in Chicago, say in late March, early June, after we had our rioting and looting and burning?
Yeah, I mean, you've got boarded up buildings. There's nothing downtown. Everything's boarded up. There's no one there. You've got graffiti everywhere, broken glass everywhere, burned out buildings. It's unfortunately what we've seen across a lot of the United States this summer, whether it be in Chicago, whether it be in Minneapolis, or here in Kenosha.
Kenosha, of all places. I mean, I guess it could erupt anywhere. So what is the police presence like there today, or the National Guard? What are you seeing on the street? Anything right now?
That's what we're waiting to find out, because there has been a push by local lawmakers here at the county level, at the city level, and the state level to try and get the governor to increase the number of National Guard units. There were 125 on the first night, 250 last night. And some of these lawmakers would like to see 2,000 be put on the streets to protect some of these sensitive areas. You can see them out there with long guns, with their armored vehicles, blocking off places like schools or various sensitive intersections. What we saw last night with the shooting, seemingly at this point, and no confirmation from police, but I did see this quite a bit. People protecting their own businesses and or businesses of their friends. And so you'd see a bunch of people hanging out in front of a business, protecting it. This is an open carry state. Some of them have guns. Many of them have weapons, just to try to stave off any kind of attempt of arson or looting. And unfortunately, yesterday, that may have been what led to the shooting that left two people dead and one hurt.
I heard about that beforehand, and I thought, well, on the one hand, that's logical, and it's almost American. I have a right to carry a gun. I'll defend my property. But you know, in the back of your mind, that could lead to circumstances even worse than property being damaged, and maybe that is, in fact, what happened. Our Ryan Burrow, WGN Radio News Director, is in Kenosha today. Okay, we'll listen for more reports. Thanks, Ryan. Stay well.
Take care. Yep, see ya.